A two-day summit in London between the U.S., Britain, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, also known as the Five Eyes, came to a close this week, where officials discussed countering child exploitation, violent extremism and terrorism on and offline, and encryption. Encryption has re-emerged as a hot issue between tech companies and governments, with many cybersecurity experts raising concerns of backdoors giving bad actors opportunities to break in. However, the Five Nations believe that these backdoors are crucial to stopping and preventing illegal activity in digital safe spaces. My name is Emily Molly, and you're watching Subverse News. If you're a fan of our reporting, make sure you check out our news team's articles on Minds.com and Medium. Before we go further, I want to thank the thousands of people who helped us break the record for the fastest regulation crowdfunding round in history, raising over $1 million in less than 24 hours. The page will still be up for a little while longer, but we smashed through our goal with the help of our community, which is going to help us steadily expand our content. We are totally blown away by the support. A top focus of the Five Eyes was child sexual exploitation and abuse. In their communique, they indicated that in 5 years, we've seen a near 20-fold increase in industry referrals of child abuse material to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, from 1 million in 2014 to over 18 million in 2018. The nations noted that encryption has been aiding the spread of child exploitation online and have called for cooperation with companies and digital industries to cooperate while acknowledging the need for user privacy. An official statement reads, "We note the commitments made by tech companies to protect their users' data, their efforts to create a positive environment for their users, and their support to properly authorize law enforcement operations. Security enhancements to the virtual world should not make us more vulnerable in the physical world." The statement added that the nations are concerned about companies deliberately designing their systems to prevent access to content even in the event of a serious crime. They say this puts citizens and society at risk because of the company's inability to respond to harmful illegal content, including child exploitation and terrorist activities, as well as foreign adversaries' attempts to subvert democratic institutions. It continues to call on tech companies to include mechanisms in the design of their encrypted products and services, whereby governments acting with appropriate legal authority can obtain access to data in a readable and usable format. These companies should also embed the safety of their users in their system designs, enabling them to take action against illegal content. As part of this, companies and governments must work together to ensure that the implications of changes to their services are well understood and that those changes do not compromise public safety. They also acknowledged Facebook's recent proposal to apply end-to-end encryption to its messaging services and called for detailed engagement between governments, tech companies, and other stakeholders to examine how proposals of this type can be implemented without negatively impacting user safety while protecting cybersecurity and user privacy, including the privacy of victims. These calls echo a recent statement from Attorney General William Barr last Wednesday on July 23rd, who gave a lot of similar points the Department of Justice has been making in recent years. They center around the government wanting access to encrypted data. Otherwise, devices are what he calls law-free zones that hinder law enforcement. U.S. attorneys Jeffrey Berman and Richard P. Donahue also took to the stage on Wednesday to back up Barr and pointedly criticized Silicon Valley tech giants. "We're not talking about a backdoor," Berman said. "We're talking about cooperation from these companies that allows us court-ordered access when we need it." German prosecutor Marcus Hartmann disagreed with the U.S. officials, saying that criminals and terrorists will simply turn to different services if a country like the U.S. passes a law to bypass encryption. What can be done to prevent anybody from using some foreign service that is not following the law by U.S., Germany, France, Europe, or whatever? Hartmann said, "It comes down to going to GitHub, downloading an open source encryption library, and setting up an end-to-end encrypted chat system within a few hours. The issue of dealing with encryption is broader than providing lawful access. The current situation provides us with a treasure trove of metadata, and there is much room as law enforcement agencies are improving the way we deal with that. The strategy to fight encryption should be more than just asking companies to provide lawful access." AG Barr believes that Americans have become dependent on digital infrastructure, and that has made us vulnerable to cybercriminals and foreign adversaries who will attempt to use it against us. Barr said, "The key point is that the individual's right to privacy and the public's right of access are two sides of the same coin. The reason we are able, as part of our basic social contract, to guarantee individuals a certain zone of privacy is precisely because the public has reserved the right to access that zone when public safety requires. If the public's right of access is blocked, then these zones of personal privacy are converted into law-free zones, insulated from legitimate scrutiny." Barr also believes citizens shouldn't hesitate to use encryption to stay safe from cybercriminals, but it should not be done in a way that deprives society from the ability to defend itself from other criminal threats, that we shouldn't make our virtual world more secure at the expense of making our real world more vulnerable. He believes service providers, device manufacturers, and application developers are putting encryption into place that can only be decrypted by the end user and are refusing to provide technology that allows law enforcement agencies to access it in lawful circumstances. He stated, "The Fourth Amendment strikes a balance between the individual citizen's interest in conducting certain affairs in private and the general public's interest in subjecting possible criminal activity to investigation. It does so on the one hand by securing for each individual a private enclave around his person, house, papers, and effects, a zone bounded by the individual's own reasonable expectations of privacy. So long as the individual acts within this zone of privacy, his activities are shielded from unreasonable government investigation. On the other hand, the Fourth Amendment establishes that under certain circumstances, the public has a legitimate need to gain access to an individual's zone of privacy in pursuit of public safety, and it defines the terms under which the government may obtain that access. When the government has probable cause to believe that evidence of a crime is within an individual's zone of privacy, the government is entitled to search for or seize the evidence, and the search usually must be preceded by a judicial determination that probable cause exists and be authorized by a warrant." From the Senate floor on Tuesday, Oregon Senator Ron Wyden responded to Barr's remarks.
This morning, he raised a tired, debunked plan to blow a hole in one of the most important security features protecting the digital lives of the American people. Mr. Barr, once again, echoing the views of some on the far, far right, is trying to undermine strong encryption and require government backdoors into the personal devices of the American people.
In the UK, a similar debate has been taking place. Ian Levy, the technical director of the National Cybersecurity Center, a part of the Government Communications Headquarters, or GCHQ, and Crispin Robinson, the technical director for crypto analysis at the GCHQ in the UK, have outlined a proposal on how they wish to utilize potential backdoors to encrypted messaging applications without violating their core principles. Their proposal states they wish to use exceptional access, which is defined as a targeted government authorization to access to help in criminal investigations or mitigate threats from terrorism. The GCHQ provides a list of six major principles that they wish to propose to tech companies to make the case for lawful backdoors to encrypted apps. The first principle is privacy and security protections are critical to public confidence. Therefore, we will only seek exceptional access to data where there's legitimate need, that access is the least intrusive way of proceeding, and there is appropriate legal authorization. The next principle is that investigative tradecraft has to evolve with technology, which they explain to mean that the service providers should help law enforcement with how their products evolve so they can keep up to date with it. The third principle is that even when we have a legitimate need, we can't expect 100% access 100% of the time. Fourth, the GCHQ states that targeted exception access capabilities should not give governments unfettered access to user data. Fifth, any exceptional access solution should not fundamentally change the trust relationship, meaning that the GCHQ does not want to change the dynamic that businesses have with their customers. Lastly, the GCHQ states that transparency is essential, meaning that the agency will be the first to disclose to the general public when any backdoor access is utilized. In the UK, a conglomerate of some of the largest tech firms, such as Microsoft, Google, and WhatsApp, as well as other civil society organizations, such as Human Rights Watch and the Government Accountability Project, put out an open letter to the GCHQ. The letter states that the international coalition is dedicated to protecting civil liberties, human rights, and innovation online. Security researchers with expertise in encryption and in computer science and technology companies and trade associations, all of whom share a commitment to strong encryption and cybersecurity. While the open letter highlighted that the coalition appreciates that the GCHQ wants to protect privacy rights, cybersecurity, public confidence, and transparency, it goes on to state that the proposal made by the GCHQ outlines silently adding a law enforcement participant to a group chat or call. The statement goes on to say that the proposal to add a ghost user would be in violation of human rights principles and introduce potentially unintentional vulnerabilities, new risks, and the circumstances for misuse. The letter further states that the GCHQ's ghost proposal will create serious threats to digital security if implemented. It will undermine the authentication process that enables users to verify they are communicating with the right people, as well as stating that these cybersecurity risks mean that users cannot trust their communications are secure, as users would no longer be able to trust that they know who is at the end of their communications, thereby posing threats to fundamental human rights, including privacy and free expression. A series of abuse and misuse of the ghost function was brought up in the letter, including a statement from Cindy Southworth, the executive vice president at the U.S. National Network to End Domestic Violence, who warned about how it can threaten the safety of domestic and gender-based violence, stating, "We know that not only are victims in every profession, offenders are in every profession. How do we keep safe the victims of domestic violence and stalking?" Southworth's concern stems from the notion that abusers could not only be working for entities that could exploit an access mechanism, but also that the abusers might have the skills to hack into platforms to exploit this vulnerability. The letter wraps up by saying that the GCHQ proposal inherently undermines user trust, which is untenable in terms of ensuring user privacy. The letter states, "The moment users find out that a software update to their formerly secure end-to-end encrypted messaging application can now allow secret participants to surveil their conversation, they will lose trust in that service." The Five Eyes agreed on their core foundations and are calling on digital industry representatives to collaborate on how the principles will be implemented so they can be finalized in September this year. We will continue to watch developments in these areas with how both governments and tech companies implement safeguards and handle encryption. So stay tuned for more updates. We'll be continuing to put out videos on this channel every Monday through Thursday and publish articles on Minds.com and Medium every weekday. We also have some new channels we'll be putting up more content on soon and regular podcasts. If you'd like to support the work we do, you can still get involved in our crowdfunding at wefunder.com/subverse or donate through PayPal, Patreon, Subscribestar, or buy Subverse gear from our Teespring store. All those links are in the description below. Otherwise, leaving your thoughts in the comments and sharing our videos are a really good way to help us grow. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.